Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's unfair because Pomp is right here. Sitting right across from me and looking very dapper today. Wow. Bob.
It's my Mr. Rogers look. I love cardigans at this time of the year.
Absolutely fantastic. Have you seen this, Limits?
Bob, I think we're kind of matching color-wise today.
How about that? Yeah. Did you get the memo, Joe?
How about my
beige
sweater,
was
Joe?
The story of the day. Beige.
Yeah, both of you wore nice beige sweaters, and I went with the old sweatshirt, Bob, like I usually do. My wife laughs at me and probably feels sorry for me.
You have good golf swag now. You should wear it every day, wintertime.
I practically do. Bob, this is why we lift all them weights, isn't it? For games like this, it's going to be, what, 13 degrees, 17 degrees, somewhere in there tonight. It's going to feel much lower than that.
Wind 16 miles an hour, Joe. That means temperature should feel like about zero.
And that's part of the storyline when it comes to the Dolphins, because I think Mike McDaniel has never won a game under 40 degrees. I believe he's 0-7. Tua's 0-5. Mike Tomlin has never lost a Monday night home game. We're going to talk about all aspects of this. The Minkah Fitzpatrick Bowl, of course, TJ Watt's absence and TJ Watt's situation is an ongoing story. But what about the importance of the game? Simple as that. For the Steelers, it becomes another common opponent game with the Ravens, and that's where we may be headed here. If the Ravens win that final game, and if that's the scenario, they need to win to tie, and they do, and they're tied, well, head-to-head will be tied. Division, depending on what happens here, would likely be tied. And then it goes to common opponents, Bob. And the Ravens have a slight advantage right now. I believe that they're 6-3 through 9 games. And the Steelers are 5-4. I had that number right in front of me, and now I've lost it. Oh, the Ravens are 7-3 in common games with 2 left. The Steelers are 5-4 with 3 left. So there you go. This is a gigantic game. For the Dolphins, it's their season. It's not looking great for them. Because they're 2 games out of a wild card berth. But given team schedules, crazy stuff happens. You got to win out if you're them right now. You have to win out and go 10-7. So this is their playoff game. It's an elimination game. What's your early feel, Bob? Is this a Bob Prince game where it's hidden vigorish, where all these trends are going to change on a given night? Or do you think that the trends stay the same and the Dolphins stink when it's cold out and the Steelers win another Monday night home game?
Joe, we have 2 opposing streaks going on here. Number one is the 22 straight home wins at Acrisure Stadium on a Monday night.
Yeah.
The other one is TJ Watt. He's out of the lineup. They're 1-11.
1-11. That's
so
true too.
One of these streaks is going. If I don't know if that's necessarily a streak, but it's certainly not good news to see 1-11. So which one will it be? Well, I think it's going to be a very close game, made even more demanding because of the Ravens' whitewash of the Bengals yesterday. And as far as the Dolphins, they were hoping that New England would have held on to that lead against Buffalo because that puts them one game out of a wild card. Now they have to pretty much win out, but it is big for them. I mean, they came in early. They played snowball fights at Joe Walton Stadium.
Over at Robert Morris the other day.
And they were excited to do that. So I think this
is
going to
be Did they lose that game too in under 40-degree weather, Bob?
Well, here's
the inter-squad scrimmage?
This 40-degree stuff. First of all, I want to say this about that, if I may. And here's the one thing. Everyone talks about this, but all of these players at one point have gone through this kind of stuff. I would like to know, you know, Nick Herbig is from the great island of Oahu in Hawaii, right? Have they ever seen this kind of, did he play football in this kind of weather ever? I don't know.
Well, he went to Wisconsin.
I know. That's no guarantee that you're going to play in all the time. Most of those games are held in better weather conditions. My point is there are guys, every one of these guys has gone through cold weather.
For sure, but those numbers stand out, especially when it's
sure
the quarterback. The last time I remember seeing Miami in conditions like it's going to be tonight was in Kansas City for that playoff game a couple years ago, and they looked like they didn't want to be there, wherever they're from.
Well, that was Kansas City when Kansas City was still Kansas City. I don't think they're at that anymore.
No.
I think the way the Dolphins are playing are made for days like this. Now, whether or not they'll do it, I don't know. Run the ball, don't throw the ball. The Steelers can change that by getting a lead and forcing Tua to throw the ball, because if he does, he's been prone to make mistakes.
I'll say he has 14 interceptions. All right, then I'm going to come on the record right now, Bob, and say that I think the trends will hold, and I think the Steelers win this game by 10 points. I think they win the game by 10 points. I think it'll be somewhat competitive for a while. I think it's very strange with the Steelers because a team like Indy comes in when they were rolling with the best running back maybe in football, and the Steelers just smashed the crap out of him and them. They really did until the end when it was desperation time. I think this is more or less a one-dimensional Miami team, and I think that the Steelers are going to stop the run, control the run on a night like this, and win the game with their own running game, with Aaron Rodgers and sort of a controlled passing game. Maybe they hit a big play or two, and I think they win it something like 23-13. How about you, Bob?
Well, I'm looking for a lower scoring, closer game than that. Yesterday on our pregame show, I picked 17-16 Steelers win, and I'm going to stick to that. I think it's going to be tough for these teams to do much early on. They're going to be kind of feeling each other out, getting used to conditions. You won't see much scoring early in the game. That is true of Miami anyway. It's true of both teams. The Steelers don't score a lot in the first quarter. They're dating back 60-plus games. Miami, in this streak, has given up just 3 points or less in the first quarter, so they've been pretty good to start games. So I think that'll hold true. But then after that, it becomes – you know, what I expect, which is a tough game, 17-16 Steelers. And I do think they'll limit Miami's ground game. But as you said, they stopped Chicago's good round game. They stopped Taylor, but they didn't stop the Ravens. They didn't stop Buffalo. There are also blueprints out there that they could be had in the run game.
For sure, but those two teams have major threats at quarterback, too. And I don't consider Tua to be that. How about you, Limitless Wonder? And it's great to see you.
Great to see you as well, guys.
10 days before Christmas, I might add, and a quick update. The Malzy 2025 Christmas Carol is well on its way. Let's just say that.
Well on its way. It's
here
in the process
Malzy
right
Claus,
now.
Here comes Malzy Claus right down 93.7 way.
I think you should scrap whatever you were thinking of, Joe, and go with that.
I may have to go with that now. I had a different song in mind, Bob, but
no,
if that was an audition, you passed.
No, no, I'm just saying that's it could have been that.
Yeah, well, it still might be, or there might be two songs, but I have one.
Chestnuts roasting on Malzy's head.
Might be that, too.
I have an unfortunate confession to make, and I actually tweeted this at you this morning.
Yeah.
When I was driving in, I was listening to some Christmas music, and
nice.
Frosty the Snowman came on.
That's a good one.
And, of course, the only thing that I could think of was Joe Starkey singing in the back of my mind, Malzy the Snowman.
Let's hear it, shall we, Bob? 10 days before Christmas, this was basically the entire office with your solo. And by the way, I have a solo written in for you and a solo talking piece for Donnie. He's going to come in and simply talk way.
It's like one of those "Twas the Night Before Christmas" readings.
Yes, it's like
Dick LeBeau. He'll
be the Dick LeBeau.
Okay.
Right.
Is it like Donnie talking in his new flow Christmas ad?
just saw that for the other day, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a interesting
You
ad.
Saw it or you heard it?
It was on television.
Wait, Donnie's on TV doing that too?
He's on TV doing that?
Well, he's not. His voice is.
Oh.
It's a voiceover.
With Mrs. Claus.
Has anyone seen Mrs. Claus?
It has Mrs. Claus and Mr. Claus about to get Clausy. And then, I mean.
You better believe Malzi's Blue Chew will be in this ad. I mean, in this song. Let's hear it just
everyone
to get in the Christmas spirit.
Christmas.
It was about a year ago today that we recorded this, Bob. And much like Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks album, which in my humble opinion is his greatest album, it was basically done in one take.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Malzi the Snowman.
Oh, Malzi the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzi the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
This is it.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzi danced around.
Bob, you should have won a Marconi just for that solo.
That was fun. That was
I've never
take.
Seen the likes of
that
it.
Was
it was
a
one take
for everyone in there to do it, and we did it right.
Malzi is so kind and giving.
Stop it. It was one take, Bob.
I'm going to need help with that one.
It was miraculous is what it was. It was a Christmas miracle, and I've rounded up some people for this year's recording.
Good. I'm looking.
It may happen later today, actually.
Later today?
Yeah, if I can rope Donnie into doing it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Adam Flip-Flop Crowley.
Maybe you can splice. Now that gets me
thinking.
Oh,
definitely. We got to throw
in some classic Malzi clips. Bob, is anybody going to go to the game tonight? That's my other question.
That's a good question because I ran into a bunch of Miami people here in town yesterday, which I was surprised.
Really?
And I was asking them about it, and they said, well, it was one of those trips we decided to make a long time ago, not knowing the weather. We're going to stick to it. Then I saw a bunch of people from Mexico City here.
Oh.
But they got over 100 that I saw coming because they're big Steeler fans, and so they're here. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of empty seats just because it's going to be cold. When the wind chill factor gets this way on a cold night like this, people often just decide not to go.
Limits,
although,
why are you
if you're
going to
have tickets here,
again? What is Limits doing?
I'm putting the now blind I'm panicking, down because you Bob. Look like a ghost on the camera.
I do?
Oh, you do?
Oh, all right.
Well, look at that. Now, you look like... Now it's better.
I'm a very pale person, and I'm translucent practically. Bob, my nickname on my high school basketball team was Casper, believe it or not.
Casper.
Yeah.
Based on what we just saw, it looked like a Casper. You look like a friendly ghost, though, Joe.
Crowley told me his brother or somebody just bought two tickets for 20 apiece. 20 bucks apiece.
I think people are the cold weather makes people do this. And it's a shame that tonight is the Hall of Honor night because you got the Roethlisberger, Pouncey, and Porter going into their Hall of Honor.
Right.
And this is reminding me of the day that they were supposed to have the Franco Harris, jersey retirement, and he died that week. And that was just such a sad situation. But it was the same kind of conditions like this on a night game.
That's right, against the Raiders that night. Yeah, it's. I don't think it's going to be a great crowd for TV, if you know what I mean. Then again, who knows, people rally sometimes. I think that win made a difference in Baltimore, that might have swayed some minds to show up tonight who otherwise wouldn't have.
It's a big game, though. Make no mistake, you don't want to fall back and give one, because going to Detroit next week will be tough. Detroit is in a lousy mood. They're struggling. They're on the outside looking in. They have to win.
Bob, they're two games out. They're almost done. The Steelers can put a fork in the Lions next week.
True, but they can also fork the other way. And, you got to win this game tonight. I wouldn't classify it as the ultimate kind of must win, meaning your survival's in jeopardy. But it is a must win, knowing that you have Detroit and you have Baltimore still to come.
And Cleveland.
Because
that's a gigantic division game.
Even though that team is just a mess.
Right.
But, yeah, they'll somehow make that a close game.
Well, we're shaping up and headed for, I think, a Steelers-Ravens finale with the division title at stake. And that's the only way, I believe, that either one of these teams is going to get in. The only question for me now is, can the Steelers clinch it before then, right?
Now, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
You can also get some rest in the last week as well if you do that.
I mean, that would be absolutely ideal to get rest in that final week, but I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing the Steelers having a very tough time in Detroit. And as long as the Ravens stay within a game, it seems like because of that common opponent tiebreaker that they'll have a chance to win it with a win here. It's definitely shaping up that way. Not only that, but suddenly, and this is still a hard schedule, don't get me wrong, but the Patriots looked very vulnerable, and the Ravens have them coming to Baltimore for a Sunday night game. And look at the Packers, destroyed by injuries
yesterday. It was terrible to watch that, yes.
Horrifying. They're just destroyed by injury, and that's on December 27th in Green Bay. So all these things are in the mix tonight. But it feels, Bob, it almost feels, and of course this is Steeler-related because it's AFC-related, it feels like by far the biggest football story today is the end of the Chiefs. Nobody has to worry about Kansas City in the playoffs this year, and I still was. If they sneak in as the seventh seed, to me, they were still very, very dangerous, and it was jarring to watch that yesterday. And Mahomes get injured, and all I could think of was that guy is incredible. As much as I didn't like watching the Chiefs, I found them to be unbelievably annoying during this entire stretch. You got to hand it to them for what they did, right? They Absolutely. Dominated the AFC. They became, in an era or a time period when we never thought anybody could replicate the Patriots, maybe ever, they pretty much did. They won the AFC title game almost every year, and it was always in Kansas City. So it almost feels like it's fitting to pay tribute to the Chiefs as much as we may hate them.
This is the time for your favorite quarterback, Josh Allen, to get moving. And this is why I think they're going to end up in the Super Bowl now with Kansas City out. I know their defense has given up points, but boy, he showed you in the last 2 weeks what he can do by himself. Yesterday was one of those games where he just decided to will them to a win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He did.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I've said, and I've ripped the Bills all year, and you know that.
Yes,
I've said that they are not going to get to the Super Bowl, and I still believe that, but I always couch it with that guy can win on any week. You're right. I mean, he was Superman. He's the most valuable player in the NFL to me. I think Stafford deserves to win the award this year because he's the best player on probably the best team. But Josh Allen is the most valuable player when you look at what's around him. He doesn't have anything resembling a number one receiver. He just wins games by himself practically. Their defense was god-awful for a lot of that game. They gave up, what, 31 points?
Yeah, and they were, I mean, big running plays. I think Travion Henderson had one for 65 yards, just totally break down over pursue and let him go. So they can be had, sure, but they're going to score, and it's going to be tough to keep up sometimes with if he's on his game. But we've seen Houston take care of him, and how to do it was to put real strong, a lot of pressure on him quickly. So he has to move around, and if you contain your lanes, you can get 8 sacks on Josh Allen. I never thought I'd see a team do that, but they did. But you're right about Kansas City. No one's going to feel sorry for them. They've had a great run. It is incredible run when you consider they went to 5 straight AFC championship games. That's hard to do. And to host them all, I think it hosts them. It was always an era.
Well, the
right?
one they went to Baltimore a couple of years
was
ago.
Was that the AFC won. Championship
yes,
game?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, that's the first one. And they proved some people wrong.
That was the year they beat Tua when it was, you know, minus weather out. And then they went to Buffalo and won. And then they went to Baltimore and beat the MVP. And right. then they beat the Niners. Listen, man, they have played so much football ever since, what, like 2018 or so. I got to pay tribute to them. And their demise is, even though we sort of knew it was coming by yesterday, really drives home the fact that the AFC is wide open for anybody, including the team that wins the AFC North. It's just anybody could win.
Yeah, that makes it very intriguing.
Who do you trust the most in the AFC right now, Bob?
If I give you a group of 3 teams,
yeah,
or I'll give you 4 teams. And 3 teams. The 7 teams that comprise the AFC playoff picture right now.
Yeah.
Denver, New England, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, top 4. Chargers, Bills, Texans, bottom 3. Which grouping is better? Or which grouping will provide the Super Bowl champ?
That's a great question. I would pick from the bottom 3.
And I think Houston is the team right now. I know they don't score as much as others, but boy, they are just ripping through people defensively.
I'll tell you this much. If it goes through Denver, it's not going to be easy to go there and win. Now, Jordan Love was on fire yesterday. Man, watching that game, I was thinking the Packers look like a super, like them against the Rams is going to be a hell of an NFC title game if it comes down to that. But now they're just done. That was a horrible injury to Micah. Plus, they lost Watson. They lost other players in the game. You can't get through the NFC with those injuries. And Denver at home is going to be very tough to beat. You keep laughing at Bo Nix out there. Keep laughing at him, Nick Kostos. 4 touchdown passes. See some of the throws he made yesterday, Bob?
Smart. He delayed a couple times. I love this kind of play where he appears he's just going to be running, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then he finds someone underhand or sidearm, and it's like, wow, how did he make that play?
They have a pass game. They have a run game. They have a defense. They have a pass rush.
They have everything.
And they were getting shredded by Jordan Love for a while, but eventually their pass rush came through. If you got to go through Denver, that's not going to be easy. New England suddenly looked vulnerable yesterday, and they had an injury or two on defense that's affecting them. I agree with you. What about this team? What about the Pittsburgh Steelers? You picked them to go to the AFC title game. Are you still clinging to that?
I said that because I thought this AFC was wide open, and I thought with Rodgers there, and if he was at the, you know, still with the ability, and he's shown he could throw the ball, that they could. There was a path for them to get there. Are they on that path? I hope so. We'll see. Tonight's a big game for that path to continue, or all of a sudden there's going to be some massive pothole they're going to have to get around on the road to the playoffs and the AFC championship game. I wouldn't expect it. You asked me back then, is it possible? I said, sure, they could do it. They also could get knocked out before they ever get there.
That's
how tough this division is.
I'd be surprised if they did, of course. But I think in this AFC, I don't know that I could be shocked if any one of the 7 entrants made it to the Super Bowl. Shock would be too strong a word. I'm not confident in any of them. I'm not sure the Chargers might not be the best all-around team right now, Bob.
You're lighting up like a Mosey at a craft beer house.
Or Pony at a Syracuse game.
Or Crowley at Mountaineer Field.
Bob at the Brighton Hot Dog Shop on the cup that he's on with Ron.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a prized memory, being on a cup with Ron.
Joe at a Warriors game.
No,
I'd be more excited at a Warriors game than Joe. I know he's a big fan, but I'm a bigger fan than he thinks.
I think we should go.
Well, listen.
Now
to this.
I'm an OKC fan and I'm a Colorado Avalanche fan. 22-2, 24-2. What starts?
Bob, you want to fly to an OKC game against Golden State?
I think we wouldn't be able to get tickets for that.
You're going to go to that without me?
I want to go. You made the mistake of going to the Cleveland game here when Golden State came in, right?
Yeah.
And then you got denied Steph Curry because he was.
No. I saw Steph.
Oh, you saw everybody else gone in that lineup. Who was
missing? No. I saw them lose the game, but the Warriors were whole for that game. It was incredible.
Oh, it was somebody was missing a whole bunch of guys, wasn't it?
No, that was somebody else's story who told us that. But yes. I went to Cleveland 2 years ago and saw Curry, and his warm-up was better than the game. Him warm up.
Did you see him the other day?
Full court.
Full court.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does that, and it's almost repeated every single game.
Listen to this, Bob. If I told you, let's go 7-1 like you just did. If I told you the Houston Texans were going to go to the Super Bowl, would you be shocked?
No.
Limits?
I would, yes, because they've never been there before.
You'd
and
be
I don't
shocked.
Trust their offense.
You'd be...
I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be more shocked if Jacksonville made it.
Well, we're getting there.
I'll just go through the teams. Houston, Buffalo, Chargers, Steelers, Jags, Patriots, Broncos. I think the Steelers are the worst of those teams.
I would say at this point, yes, just the
and I'd be most surprised of that group if they went there.
Okay, so I would put in my order of teams I would expect at this juncture here. Where are we on December 15th?
Yes.
This is the order I would expect to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
Yep.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Buffalo, Chargers, Jacksonville. Yeah. Who's left? Steelers. That's the order I would expect based on what has gone on.
Are we shortchanging Jacksonville, Bob?
Maybe.
They've beaten Houston. They've beaten San Fran. They've beaten Kansas City. They've beaten the Chargers. I wonder if they're better than we think. I think I've seen them play once, so I'm not sure I have a great feel for what Jacksonville's all about, but I'm kind of with you there. Here's the order I would go in of teams I expect to go to the Super Bowl from the AFC. Denver. Chargers.
Ooh, second with that offensive line in shambles.
They find ways to win. I think they're good, and I think they have a really good quarterback. So Denver, Chargers, Bills. Now the Bills are up to 3 for me. Patriots, Jags, Texans, Ravens, Steelers.
Well, you put the Ravens in there.
Yeah.
Meaning one of those two teams would be last, Baltimore or...
And I think the Ravens would have a better chance if they went. The Steelers still need to make me, and I think a lot of people, believers, even if they win tonight, right?
You got to shut down some of these loopholes that we keep seeing in their game, which is allowing teams to rush for over 200 yards, and their run game also has to do better. They don't rely on it as much as I think they should, and maybe tonight is the night. They're averaging last week 2 yards a carry, 17 carries, 34 yards.
Why are you insulting the Chargers, Bob?
I'm not insulting. I'm strictly saying their offensive line has gone through all sorts of problems, and they're still using guys who,
they're
make
6-1 in their last 7 games, I might add.
I understand that.
And in those 7 games, they beat the Steelers, they beat the Eagles, and they beat the Chiefs.
But they are going to get their quarterback killed the way they're playing.
Well, they only have 3 more games to keep him alive. Dallas, Houston, and Denver. So they're going to be on the road, but they may be at home pretty soon, soon enough after.
Well, they would like to get out of, they're not going to win the division, so they're not going to, or are they? Do they have Denver left? Yes, you said they're
not going to win the division. They're 2 back. They could.
They could have Denver left at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Who does Denver have, just out of curiosity? Because
I'll tell you in a moment, Bob. I don't think they're going to win the division. They did beat Denver, though. So you're right. If they beat them again,
but they have to get another loss in there by Denver, who would that be by?
How about Denver plays Jacksonville this week?
At?
Denver.
Holy ostrich milk. You're right. Well, then they go into Kansas City for an emotional game, and then the Chargers.
If Jacksonville should beat them, that opens the door again for New England possibly to get back into the number one.
A lot could happen in these last 3 weeks.
Just as the NFL likes it.
But let's not forget that the Chargers are at Dallas, home against Houston, and at Denver. So, with a 2-game lead and 3 left, I still like Denver pretty good. But the AFC is wide, wide open. Can the Steelers make us believers? Bob says 17-16 Steelers. I say 23-13 Steelers. What say you, oh limitless wonder?
I say 27-20 Steelers, but I don't really know if I like that many points anymore considering what the weather is. I will stick with it. But I do think that they will beat cold weather Tua and that the Dolphins will run a bunch on the ground and Tua will throw for only 100 yards.
Bob thinks there's nothing to cold weather Tua or cold weather McDaniel, a combined 0-12 in games under 40 degrees. Why do you say that, Bob?
I think it's a mindset more than anything else, which is probably why they came here and went to practice in the snow. They want to get people over that. I just think all these guys at one point of their lives have been exposed to cold weather. They've all had to play in it, So,
but they practice and live in the heat of Miami.
But for one night, they'll all come out wearing no shirts and warm-ups. They'll have sleeveless shirts underneath. All this mental mindset stuff going on. But I think, you know, the key is going to be how they fill the gap of T.J. Watt not being there. That's going to be – it sounds like, oh, we got depth at that division, at that position, which they do. However, someone's going to be playing on a side that they're not necessarily comfortable with or been there. And while teams do try to run away from T.J. Watt, they may not be so willing to do that tonight. They may be willing to go in different directions, which I think makes their run game a little bit more difficult to stop.
I think the Steelers are going to stop the run game. If I say over, under 110.5 yards rushing for the Dolphins, what say you, Limits?
I say over.
Bob?
As a team,
yeah.
110.
Yeah.
That's a tough, that's a good number. Did you just pick that out of your hat?
I did.
Even though you're not wearing a hat?
Yeah.
I'm barely going to say over. I think there'll be a mix of it. They'll stop them at some point, but there'll be one or two pop runs that'll add to that.
I'm going to say under. I think with Derek Carmen back, presumably, I think that this run defense rises to the occasion the way it did against Jonathan Taylor. And I don't know. Is that Donnie Football walking up here, Bob? Look.
I can't see.
He looks like a veritable snowman. I think that the Steelers will do another Jonathan Taylor here tonight on A-Chan. And who's the other kid? Jalen Wright, right?
Yes, he's been pretty good, too.
He had a 100-yard game.
Yeah. So they use both, and here's a better question using your same number. What did you say, 110?
110.5. I think the Steelers over. I think the Steelers find their run game.
They have not done that in a long time.
I know. I think they do. What is it with – let's talk about this next. Let's talk about that. A little bit of Jalen Warren. But first, Bob, we really need to talk about the T.J. Watt story. How this came to be, where it stands, and what is the situation moving forward with T.J. Watt? There seems to be competing reports from Tom Pelissero and Adam Schefter on when exactly T.J. Rejoins the fray here. This is still a gigantic story with at least one giant unanswered question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.